It's 30 minutes past 12, live 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thank you to all listeners in Sydney, Australia and across the globe. You can come directly in the studio, talk to us on a mobile number, which is, Darren, can you help me again?
0480-028-100.
And our guests in studio will be happy to answer all your questions. Our first guest, which we can't hold for very long, is a proud sponsor of Align 90.5. His name is Joseph Linko, Principal of Concise Finance. Joseph, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
So tell me, Joseph, who is Joseph Linko? You know what I mean? Like, you know, we can read the bio, but who is Joseph?
Okay, well, I'm a Kellyville resident, so I'm a part of the Hills area.
Nice.
I've been in Sydney since 2007, but what probably a lot of people don't know about me is that we're from the Northern Territory. So
okay.
I was a police officer there for 20 years.
That's a new one, yeah?
Yeah, so, and, decided on a career change and came down to Sydney to join the sort of financial services area.
Do you mind to share with our listeners what prompted you to change your career?
Oh, look, I believe that people, normally have two or three career changes. So I was in the police force for 20 years and, thought that I'd try something different.
So what do you prefer more, being the more like in uniform, you know, in the shift work, all this, or do you enjoy now the work?
No.
Yeah, now, right?
Right now, yes. I think I'm definitely enjoying what I'm doing. We're helping people save money and helping them with their financial goals, and that sort of brings a great sense of achievement.
So a quick question before we go forward. So moving from being in the police force in Northern Territory to running your own business, is there things that you took forward from that career into your new career?
Yeah, so obviously being a police officer, there's a lot of people skills and you learn what to do, so how to assess people too. But I'm also a qualified psychologist also. So that there certainly does help, in my current role also.
Yeah, it brings sort of that discipline, the understand the problems and overcome the problems.
That's
so
right.
So, Joseph, you're the principal of Concise Finance. If I don't say properly, please correct me. If I don't pronounce concise, it's... So what do your company Concise Finance does, and what are you doing? How are you helping the people?
Sure. So Concise Finance, we're mortgage brokers. So our role, I guess, is to help people find finance. So that could be finance to buy their first home, could be their finance to buy an investment property. There might be some people out there whose interest rates are too high. They're trying to look for a better interest rate. So certainly we can assist them with that also.
Yes.
The advantage with us being mortgage brokers is that we've got access to multiple lenders. So that's where we're able to have a look at people's scenario, see which bank is going to suit them best, and sort of try and offer the best product that we possibly can so that we can save them money. But we're also there to help people grow portfolios too. So a lot of our clients are out there and they're buying investment properties to retire with. And so we assess them with investment finance also.
So, Joseph, why shouldn't I, if I want to go and buy a property, just deal with a bank for my finance? What's the downside for that?
Sure. So if you go to a bank, they've only got their products, they've only got their interest rates, and they've only got their lending criteria also. We hear that question all the time. So a lot of our clients have been to their bank, and the bank says, sorry, you can't borrow any more money, or we can't drop your interest rates. They come to us. We have a look at our panel of lenders, and quite often we are able to get people another property if that's what they want to do, or we can certainly help people get better interest rates.
So you're saying you can match the right people to the right funding source, and it might not be their current funding source or bank?
Correct, yeah. Because during people's investment journey, their circumstances do change. And so as their circumstances change, their current lender may not be the most suitable one for them. And that's where we're able to source different lenders and find the right bank for them.
That's very interesting. So, Darren and I, we have been through the COVID in the studio. We spoke to the number of the business owners, different industries and the different sectors. But, this is the very first time we talk to somebody, your profile. We know the GFC was, hit hard 2008, 2009, and there was a lot of uncertainty. But COVID, it was even creating more waves and uncertainty. Now, just we spoke in the break, how do you see the market? It's moving now, and during the COVID and the post-COVID and how we can help the people. Because I said, like, you know, we spoke, I told you, I was seeing a lot of signages, homes are being sold. And you said to Mario, business is booming. And I'm like, okay, so somebody sells, but obviously buying. So, you know, and the treasurer of Freiderberg says he's going to relax now the criteria. Darren, did you hit that one? Like, it's going to be much more easier to borrow the money.
Oh, this is for lending. So yeah, it'll be like, much easier for us to go and invest in Bora Bora, you
Bora
think?
Bora, which is our client, which is our client, which is our sponsor. It's Joseph Linko shares. Joseph Linko shares 100 tickets for the Bora Bora 7 days in first class. So that's at the end.
Yeah. I'm winning. I'm
that's
sure
correct. It'll stay at the end. So, yeah. Joseph, how do you see the COVID and post-COVID is going to affect the market, and how are we helping people now maybe to refinance the mortgage? And I mean, go through that uncertainty, and you know, obviously, Most people, I would say, like, some people lost their jobs and there is no certainty in finances.
Yep, sure. So the banks certainly have eased up, you know, so interest rates at the moment, you know, they're at all-time lows. And people at the moment, you know, if they're on JobKeeper, a lot of people believe that they can't get a home loan, but there are banks that will consider, you know, JobKeeper income. So we can, you know, as long as people have serviceability, we can still help them to
what if they don't have the deposit
to refinance.
What if they don't have the deposit?
If they don't have a deposit, you know, goodbye. Then they can't buy a property. No.
So I'm just joking. So yeah, like, there's still no, like, in the market, you know, that that sort of, I will say, opportunity like before the GFC, people borrowed the money without deposit. But you certainly must have some deposit, and that's what you help your clients as well to look after this?
Yeah, correct. You know, so generally, if you're buying your own home, yeah, you can buy it with a 5% deposit.
Yeah.
So you have to have that 5%. There are ways, you know, to be able to, you know, get that 5%, which we can talk to clients about. And that's where, I guess, different people, you know, we can make sure that their scenarios, that we can individualize it.
Yeah, so
to make it fit.
So you look after your clients, as I said, if Darren and I decide, you know, I mean, buy the homes, you're like not just a one-stop shop, but you dedicate personally time for every client. Is that correct?
Correct, that's right, yeah.
That's what makes you unique.
Yep, yeah. So what we do is that we help people from go from point A to point B. So a lot of people that might buy their first property, but then they've got goals to grow a portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
So we're there with people for the long term. So we work with them. We've also got accountants and financial planners, you know, that we work with also. So I think growing a portfolio for investment properties, very, very important to have a good team around you that can offer you the best advice.
That's a very unique. Well, do we take a short break? That was Joseph Linko. Joseph Linko from Concise Finance, and it's not just a one-stop shop, but it's more personalized. If you need a look after mortgages or refinancing, he has a team of accountants. What else you have? You know, lawyers.
We can assist with financial planning. You know, we do have solicitors.
That's great, Darren.
Yeah, well, so we'll whole team.
Yeah, we'll take a short break. You're listening to Line 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. Now, guest in studio, Joseph Linko from Concise Finance, proud sponsor of Line 90.5.
Minutes past 12, Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you to all listeners of Alive 90.5, particularly this best business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. I'd like to say thank you to Joseph Linko from Concise Finance, who is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Indeed, thank you, Joseph.
And he's with us in studio. But Darren, let's go squeeze the more harder our guests in studio to show the money for the builders,
I think we always talk about opportunities on Business Insights, and one of the opportunities I know is available at the moment is that the government's injected money towards the
construction property
industry, but I don't know the details. So, Joseph, can you fill me in? What are these opportunities?
Sure. So
show us the money, Joseph.
Let our listeners
we'll
know.
We'll try as much as we can. So the federal government, they've introduced Home Builder. So the Home Builder scheme is there, you know, as a direct result of COVID, and it's there to help people, you know, to get into their first property, but it's also there to help the building industry also. So Home Builder allows people to get $25,000 if they're building a new property, and you know, that they can go towards their funds to complete, you know, which is their deposit, their stamp duty, and the legal fees.
Yeah.
You know, it does get paid after settlement. And certainly, you know, we've got a lot of developers out there. We've got a lot of places that do qualify for Home Builder. And some of the builders, you know, they're offering some great deals at the moment to help first-time buyers get into their first property.
You know what? I saw on M2 yesterday when I was driving to Bondi for my session with my coach, my dad. And there's like now, before it was like inclusive, like, I don't know, $20,000 of the appliances. But I saw now like a $50,000, $60,000. So how do you help these builders? They come to you and they say, like, can you help us with this? Or
yeah, that's right. Yep. So we've got a lot of the people on our list at the moment.
Yes.
A lot of investors, who are looking for properties. So we approach different builders, and they're able to offer us the deals, and then we take that back to our clients and say, these are the deals that we can get you.
Joseph, that's very interesting. How else, you can assist somebody, in this community? You know, you're a proud member of this community in Kellyville as well, myself. Darren, unfortunately, Darren, he's a traitor. He's there Parramatta way, He's on the side of the city, But, what do you see in development in this hills area? It's going to be good for anybody who is investing, who want to invest, and how you can assist them. Is this the office spaces? Because I read an article yesterday that in city, it's a lot of vacant office spaces. So it's here as well. Is it smart to buy the office space as well as an investment?
I think it's really up to each and every individual person and their portfolio. Certainly commercial property can be a good part of your portfolio also, just like residential property too. That's where we sit down with people, we have a look at their portfolio, and always important to try and diversify your portfolio with some commercial and
residential
property also.
Can I say something? I mean, I'm maybe out of the line, but Darren, I'm not sure do you remember before pre-COVID, I've been approached with a lot of gurus, finance gurus, I must say. Joseph is an expert, he's a man with a credibility, authority. So you need to contact Concise Finance. But, I've been approached by a lot of gurus to invest in property in Queensland, right? And it's like, well, it doesn't make it. Oh, we look after you, this and that. So imagine you investing money in a state like this, situation in Queensland, you can't see the property. You can't even feel a property. You can't do nothing. Would you suggest to all, you cover obviously Australia-wise, right?
We do.
So when somebody says, I want to invest money in Northern Territory, let's go say, you can assist them with those ones.
We can certainly, yeah. So we help people across Australia. And in relation to Queensland, we do have lots of people that have bought investment properties there.
Yeah.
One of the most important things to make sure that when you're dealing with people that are buying properties in Queensland, like you said, Mario, you can't see them.
Yes.
So we've got qualified building inspectors that will go there and they will have a look at the property, they will have a look at the defects, and they will send a defect report through.
You are truly unique. As I said, Joseph Linko from Concise Finance is a true expert and somebody who has credibility, authority, and sharing with us today the studio. So, Joseph, anything else to add about your business to our listeners?
Well, really, now is a great time to get some great interest rates out there. We can get interest rates from as low as 2.9 for people. So if you're looking at your home loan at the moment, your statement, and it's more than 3%, certainly give us a call. If your investment rates are more than 3%, again, certainly give us a call too, because in the end, if you're going to have a mortgage, especially in today's environment, you want to try and save as much money as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, that's what we're here to do.
Well, that's a very interesting guy. Well, Darren, I think we should let our guest to leave us, After the break, we have one more question.
We'd love to have you back sometime.
Yes, sure. We'd love to have you.
So, Joseph, we're just running out of time today with three great guests that we want to get through.
Yeah.
And on Business Insights, you always hear the best tips. And so one of the best tips is go and get a good interest rate, 2.9%. You heard it here. And Joseph, how can people get in contact with you at Concise Finance?
Sure. So our number is 1-300-978-357. So please give us a call and we'll see what we can do for you.
And to all our listeners today afternoon on the website online, 905.com.au, interview with Joseph Linko from Concise Finance is going to be there. So please tune in. You'll be glad you did it, because 2.9% interest rate.
2.19.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
That's
as low as 2.19.
Ah, yeah, that's a great one. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was Joseph Linko from Concise Finance sharing with us studio today. And please tune in today on our live 905.com.au. There's an interview and a way how to find him. Joseph, thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.